USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is continuing his tour Saturday through the areas in Kentucky which were devastated by last weekend's tornadoes. McConnell saying that there is a looming economic reality that municipalities are facing as they attempt to recover and rebuild.
After this first period of 30 days where the federal government picks up the entire cost of the cleanup, you get into a much more challenging period. How do you build back? How do you pay for it?
Governor Andy Beshear saying 78 people have died from the tornadoes in Kentucky, and adding that everyone reported missing has been accounted for. A federal appeals court is reinstating the Biden administration's vaccine or test mandate for companies with 100 or more employees. This coming after the mandate was blocked in November by a lower court. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll-free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
The United Postal Service is reaching a settlement. From the USA Radio News Cape Cod Bureau, Chris Barnes explains.
The U.S. Postal Service is reaching a settlement with the NAACP over mail delays and their effect on election ballots. The Postal Service has agreed to take what it calls extraordinary measures to get ballots delivered for the 2022 midterm elections. Weekly reports will be provided on service performance starting 6 weeks before the actual elections. Mail-in ballot guidance will also be publicly posted no later than February 1st for federal primary elections and October 1st for general elections. The NAACP filed the lawsuit in 2020 arguing the changes made in the delivery system made it unreliable and led to confusion before the election.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden spending the weekend in Delaware. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book, It's All in Your Head, goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Senate is not hitting one of its self-imposed goals.
The Senate wrapped up its work for the year with Democrats punting work on Build Back Better and a debate over it changing the rules into 2022. The Senate adjourned for the year early Saturday morning after a marathon of votes that lasted throughout the day Friday into a rare all-night session and threatened to drag into next week without an agreement. But leaving for the holidays officially punts both President Biden's climate and social spending legislation and voting rights legislation, which would require a change in the Senate rules into next year. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
The White House saying President Biden will be giving an Omicron variant-focused speech on Tuesday. This as the number of COVID cases in the United States continues to rise. The Spelling Bee has a new host.
Actor LeVar Burton's status as a champion for literacy makes him the perfect pick as the next host of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Burton is the former longtime host and executive producer of PBS's iconic Reading Rainbow. And during the pandemic, he hosted live Twitter streams and podcasts featuring him reading aloud to kids and adults. Scripps has announced LeVar Burton will host the Spelling Bee Finals next year, June 1st and 2nd, at a location near Washington, D.C. From the USA Radio Network, Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.